Time now for your comments about yesterday's program. Many of you complained about our coverage of Tiger Woods. Woods announced yesterday that he would not be playing in his own golf tournament due to injuries from his car crash last Friday. In our coverage of Woods' statement, we said he hinted at something being amiss when he said, "I'm human and I'm not perfect." And we mentioned a National Enquirer story last week that claims Woods cheated on his wife.
The mention of the tabloids did not go over well with many of you, including Lucius DiLorenzo of Portland, Oregon. He writes that our story was deeply disturbing, as it was almost nothing more than rumor mongering. He continues that the accident, as he says, of course arouses suspicion, but it's not NPR's role to speculate about the matter. Bringing the National Enquirer in as a source of information shook me to the core.
April Whitehurst of Louisville, North Carolina, didn't want to hear the Tiger Woods story, period.
She writes, "While spending Thanksgiving weekend out of town, I was annoyed by the constant TV coverage of the White House party crashers that accompanied our leftover turkey sandwiches. So finally back home, I was glad to be able to turn on my NPR station to listen to some decent programming. Imagine my disappointment that the first story I heard was in-depth coverage of Tiger Woods' crash." She continues, "This is even less newsworthy than the White House crashers. The turkey's gone, and the only turkeys I wish to hear about on the radio are those that have done something newsworthy."
Finally, Amanda Burke of Athens, Georgia, wrote in with a different complaint. She says, "Okay, I love you, NPR, but my 30-something coworkers and I feel like you should curb the stories referencing Twitter. It feels like my uncle just learned about email and keeps trying to tell me how it works." But Burke buffers her harsh words like a good niece would. She says, "Otherwise, we listen to you morning, noon, and night. And thank you for your coverage of current events."
Well, thanks to all of you for your letters, be they critical or kind or a little of both. Send them to us at npr.org by clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.